David Trigg, producer T-Rig.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trigg Podcast of Joy. It has been a while. It is here almost 11 p.m. on a Friday night. And I was listening to a podcast, as I often do, and it was Candace Owens. I'm not a big fan of her politics, but I was impressed by her story of being homeless and growing up with, an alcoholic father, etc. And then not being married till her 30s, being single and dealing with a lot of anxiety over not being married and how some of her friends were sleeping around and living in mansions and she was homeless. But then how now, of course, she is not only a millionaire, but also doing a lot of amazing things. Again, not a big fan of her politics, but she was on the Fresh and Fit podcast talking to a lot of OnlyFans girls, and it was definitely making a difference in their lives. And so for that, I'm thankful. And plus, I'm pretty sure she's a follower of Jesus. I don't know if she's Catholic or Protestant, but either way, I'm thankful. Anytime the gospel goes out, as Paul would say, we give thanks to God for that. But one of the girls that was on the podcast who was an OnlyFans model, she was saying how she follows Candace because she also was homeless. And she was asking Candace if she thinks that there's hope for her. Very vulnerable, very emotional question. And she was saying, Candace was saying that, of course, that if she puts her faith in Jesus and put God first in her life, that God can do miracles. And that was really moving to me, and it got me thinking about, well, and then Myron, the host of FNF, he said how Candace should run for office and how women these days need role models like her, and how it might be better coming from someone like her than a man, etc. And as I was getting out of the car, I was listening to the podcast while driving home after getting some food, yummy. I got me some taquitos. Anyway, as I was driving home, I thought, you know, it's the power of the gospel, the power of the word of God, how it cuts through all of what Instagram or what people might be doing or promiscuity or pain or daddy issues, mommy issues. The word of God and faith in Jesus will cut through and heal and restore families. It will restore people. And it got me thinking about, as I was driving up to our beautiful home, I thought, wow, look at what the Lord has done. This beautiful two-story house, my beautiful kids all live here. David is at UCSB, finishing his third year of college, graduate next year from one of the best schools around. He is a young man who, you know, UCSB is known for all the bad things, but he's working part-time. He's going to school. He has good roommates. He comes home. Our daughters graduated college without any debt. They're not doing any crazy stuff. They are very beautiful girls that go to Cottonwood Church just a few blocks from here. They have always loved Jesus. And this afternoon, we were grieving our dog, Daisy, who we miss so much as a family, united without drinking or drugs or yelling or screaming or materialism or wanting the latest fashion in cars. We have everything we need, but we live very modest, peaceful lives that are centered around Jesus, the word of God and faith and prayer, imperfectly, of course. I wish I would pray more and trust God more. But I know that since they were born, I have been faithful to my wife. I have been faithful to Jesus, been faithful to admit my mistakes and faithful to teach them the ways of the gospel. And now we have the rewards. And like Candace was saying, she called her friend that night when she tells a story of how they went to a bar when she was maybe in her early 20s. And I forget the name of the rapper was there. And her friend threw herself at him and began to sleep around. And soon she was living in mansions. And then Candace went home crying to her friend, Devin. And Devin told Candace, she said, just wait in 10 years. and compare your lives and just see what happens. Excuse me. And then Candace tells a story that one day, 10 years later, she and her husband were walking into a hotel, and her friend, who used to be the rapper star and living in mansions, was the hostess at the hotel where they were staying. And so they embraced, they were good friends, and just reunited. And Candace was saying how, even though it was hard for her to not sleep around and kind of get that fast money, but that fast money comes with long-term problems, and how glad she was to stay the course when she was in her 20s and wait for the right man. Now I think she has two babies and is married. And she didn't get married at 21 or 22. I think she got married in her late 20s. So even that was maybe not your typical, or maybe now it is, but not your typical conservative girl story. But God still blessed her. And I was just thinking how that's what we have raised here, my wife and I, in our home. And I'm not a famous podcaster. I'm no Candace Owens. I'm not running to be president. I'm not a millionaire. But it's not just the Candace Owens. It's also the me and you who are living faithful lives centered around Jesus. And you can see the fruit. The fruit is in the pudding, as I say. And you can see what my wife and I have, a stable and happy and united marriage of almost 30 years, really. I think, 2 years of dating and 28 years of being married. So 30 years in a marriage that's blessed each other. I have been with her through the ups and downs of losing her father and her mother. And then she's been through all of my losses of my grandmother and my father and all of the different things I've dealt with in churches and also her in schools. We have a beautiful marriage that is vibrant, and we love each other. We spend time together every day. We pray together. We go to church together. We do our budget together. We enjoy each other together. We do everything together. And in the same way, we have raised these three children, and we live in this beautiful home, and we have our beautiful cars, and we grieve our beautiful dog, and we help our parents financially, and we have all that we need, and we both have ministries that are beautiful, her in the schools, me in church. And as I was driving into the driveway, I've been, not going to lie, I have been in this kind of a little bit of a tailspin, thinking that I'm not thriving and that I am not who I should be professionally, maybe emotionally, maybe even now at midlife here in my 50s. Early 50s, feeling that I wish I had succeeded more, and thinking that's crazy, especially I think because of personality and Enneagram stuff, there are all these lies that I tell myself that I should do more, I should have done more by now, or that I'm not doing anything significant or whatever. And yet driving home and realizing that here I am, a man from Nicaragua, a young man who didn't have his citizenship till really his 30s, who didn't speak the language, who grew up with a grandma who loved him and who cleaned homes. I was never homeless, of course, no, but I did grow up in a very modest way with government food and government cheese and taking three buses and with all kinds of separation concerns because I grew up without my parents and all the anxiety stuff that I dealt with in my 20s and really to this day. And yet the grace of God and how he strengthened me to go and get a job at a church and graduate college as an engineer, the double major in computer science and computer engineering, get a master's degree from three of the best seminaries in the world, and to be enrolled in a doctorate program, and to buy our first home, to own three homes at one point, and to, as I said, to be a man who didn't give in to all that was around me, in terms of, I didn't grow up in the bad part of town. My grandma kept me away from all kinds of stuff, and I was never drawn to any bad things. My friend Hugo, my friend Tony, Arcelio, really three great friends in high school and college and et cetera, that were all young men of God who were great examples to me and I to them. And God kept me away from bad relationships and eventually brought me to my beautiful, gorgeous wife, Rochelle Baker, who was my dream come true. I met her when she was only 21. And what a beautiful day that was when I met her. And the gifts that God gave me through my father and my mother and my grandmother and my sisters of music and singing and guitar and his love for Jesus, my love for Jesus, my dad's love for Jesus, my dad's example. And yet the brokenness, the separation, the war, the trauma from growing up far from home, of growing up with my grandma who didn't always feel well and not a lot of hugs and kisses and affirmation, but the Lord kept me safe through the love of my grandma and through the gifts that he gave me of music and teaching and just my mind. I was an A student all the way through college and even to this day. And I continue to find grace in the eyes of God. And I've been through a lot these last few years, unemployment and death and loss and fear and emotional losses and all kinds of stuff, a lot of L's. But even to this day, the Lord continues to help me, and I've gotten back up every time. And I don't like to talk about me, but I've realized that in telling my story, there's a lot of strength. And yeah, again, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have any popular podcasts, but my story is one that hopefully will inspire someone, a young person out there that maybe grew up the way I grew up and that deals with the same things that I've dealt with and who needs to know that God is good and that you can do more even than what I'm doing. And that you don't have to give in to all the temptations of the world, especially young men today. Same things as before, girls and fame and glory and violence and all the things that the world offers young men. You don't have to give in to that. I'm so proud of my son, David, who, as I said, who has a beautiful car that we helped him buy before that. He drove our Volvo for 5 years, and he took care of it so well, and he worked at Pavilions, he worked at Starbucks, and he went to City College for 2 years now. He's at UCSB for the last 2 years. He's doing well, and God is just blessing him. He played drums with me every Sunday, basically, since he was a little boy. Now he's finding a church down there in Santa Barbara up there, and God is just with him, and what a blessing to have my son, just like I grew up, with a loving family, so is he, and thankfully, and my prayer, of course, is that he will do even greater things than I did, and God will bless him in a great way, and both Rochelle and I are so thankful for all that God has done, and as I said, just driving up to our house, instead of me feeling like, oh, I don't have a brand new Tesla, or I don't have a perfect body, instead I just thought, wow, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all you've done, and I don't need a Tesla, and I can just work out, right, and be in shape. I don't have to eat so much. So my point, though, is that God has been faithful, and I can be proud of all that God has done, and I need to stop complaining, wishing for more, or even not even that. I think it's good to want more if it's God's will, but to stop feeling sorry for myself or thinking negative thoughts or feeling insecure or unstable or unloved or unsupported. Yes, we've been through a lot of losses. Losing, as I said, Daisy just last week tonight was horrible. A week ago tonight, yeah. And we lost Rochelle's dad, Rochelle's mom. She lost her job. I lost my job. I lost my uncle. She lost her uncle all in the last 2 years. It's been a horrible 2 years. David, as I said, moved out, and that was a big loss for me as well. For both of us, we both love our son. But There's no excuse to give in, and we haven't. We continue to thrive, and yeah, maybe we're crawling a bit, maybe walking slowly right now, but God is faithful, and Sunday I'm going to sing songs to Jesus with an amazing band, and next week I'm going to continue to prepare for Easter, and I hope that we pack out that church in a year, and that God can just be glorified in the ministry that he's given me and my beautiful wife also as she either goes back to being a principal or continues teaching. God will lead her. She's feeling ready to take that next step, and so I'm so thankful for her, and God is just doing great things, and yes, we've been through a lot. In this world, the Bible says you will have many trials, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. And so, man, God can do great things through each of us. I need to read the Bible more. I can't wait to get back into being a man of the Word and prayer and preaching the Word of God and teaching it. And to just to be used by God. Just a year ago, was it 2 years, I guess, 2 years now, we baptized 21 people at our previous church, shout out to Vio, downtown Santa Ana Victory Outreach. That was just 2 years ago, this April, this Easter. And so God can do that again. Do it again, Lord Jesus. Do it again. In Jesus' name. Thank you again for being here. I'll see you next time. Adios.